If you're listening, hello. This isn't going to be long. This is just going to be short because I have so much anxiety building up right now. And I don't know how else to really kind of let it go. With all that's going on, especially with the George Floyd incident and Black Lives Matter, I'm someone who has always been outspoken about these issues. And I just felt like social media activism was no longer enough. And so I gathered a group of people and I went protesting this past weekend on Saturday. And I'm glad I did it. And there were 6,000 of us. And we had a protest march that was miles long. And we took the streets of Hollywood. And it was incredible. But it is impossible to protest and socially distance at the same time. It's just impossible. And getting COVID-19 was a real concern. And, you know, the march itself was about 3 miles long, so it was a very long walk. I just stopped multiple times because it was so difficult. And the sun was, you know, the sun was beating down on me. I have a nasty sunburn because of it. But it was all worth it. And the risk of getting COVID-19 was a real possibility, but I still went out because I felt like it's the right thing to do. Because if I'm not willing to risk my life to save other lives, then what's the point? That was Saturday, so it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's been 3 days. First few days, I was in a lot of pain, a lot of sore joints, just because I haven't exercised in so long. You know, my muscles have atrophied, and so walking again and trying to move, it hurt a lot. And then by the next day, I was fine. But I don't know. I got tested for COVID-19 today, and hopefully those results come back as soon as possible. I mean, just waiting on these results, it's only been a day and I'm already so anxious, and it says it's going to take 3 to 5 days. And I just, I'm scared because, you know, my bowel movements have been a little bit iffy, but then again, I also have just been eating like shit the past few days. So I'm going to start eating clean, hoping that if I start eating clean, I won't start taking bad bowel movements. And that is the reason for that. And I'm a little tired, but I'm always tired. So I don't know if anything I have is a symptom of COVID-19. And in the past few hours, I've developed sort of a dry throat. And I don't know if it's because I haven't drank enough water. But one of the symptoms of COVID-19, about 60% of them, is a dry cough. So I'm weary of that as well. And it's hard. I've begun isolating myself because my girlfriend's in the house with me. But it's a one-bedroom apartment, so it's really hard, especially if we have to share a bathroom. And I just really hope that I don't have it. One of my friends that went to the march with us, I don't know if he's being paranoid or if he has it, but he said that he just lost his sense of smell. He said he was cooking earlier and he couldn't smell the garlic as significantly as he once could. And he said he was drastically, he could feel that he was losing his sense of smell. So that's, and he says he feels a little weak. So that's scary, you know, because we all said, you know, if one of us has it, most likely, because we're all together, all of us have it. So that's a very scary thought. So we'll see. Everyone got tested or is getting tested. So we'll know the results soon. But I guess the question I wanted to ask myself was it worth it? And I guess I'll really know the answer, and I can delve into this a little more depending on how the test results come back. But I'm scared, and on one hand, yes, it was worth it. I think it is unjust what is happening in this country, and I'm glad I risked my life to do this. But in this aftermath, I'm just scared, because of course I would meet the love of my life and then contract a fatal disease. I should have been more careful. You know, I'm immune compromised. I check off three of the things on the list for COVID-19. And I just got so caught up in my anger and my need to show my support that I feel like no one would have judged me if I didn't go out. But I have heart problems, I have asthma, I have diabetes, and I'm overweight. And honestly, that's not even three, that's four. And I'm scared. I will take care of myself and I will do better if this turns out to be a negative, but I'm scared. I really don't know what to do, and it's difficult isolating myself from my girlfriend. But it's even harder trying to come to terms with the fact that I might have to leave her. Leave everyone. That, I don't know, that this could be it. And it makes me ask myself, have I done what I've wanted to do? I don't know. I guess I can further explore this when the test results come back, hopefully sooner rather than later. I'm scared. But yeah. I got my new computer. It's at home, and I brought a camera home, and I've got a switcher at home, so you know, for the time being, I can isolate myself in my room, and albeit they may be shitty quality, I can still produce some videos, or at least Patreon videos. But if I do test positive, I might take the rest of the month off. And that's a scary thought, because I still live paycheck to paycheck. And I don't want people leaving, especially if I recover, but I definitely don't want to spend the last moments of my life being a workaholic and just working. I don't know. I'm talking like I'm already going to die. But that's why I'm scared. And that's why I'm up at 11 p.m. talking into a faceless monitor, talking into a mic. I don't know. It's just, now that I have something to live for, It's hard. Anyways, hope you guys all have a good day. Stay safe. I'll do like a full-fledged episode once we find out the results.